Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. We kick things off today with some truly creative new hardware coming from the folks at Pimeroni, who continue to blend playful experimentation with practical applications. This month, they've released an impressive suite of badgeware products, all powered by the Raspberry Pi RP2350 chip series. Let's start with the Blinky Badge. A dazzling wearable packed with 872 white LEDs and a built-in rechargeable battery. It's not just for showing off at conferences or hackerspaces. It's an ideal piece of tech for the classroom as well. The badge pairs accessibility and interactivity, letting you program custom lighting displays and experiment with electronics in a hands-on way. Besides the Blinky, they've also launched the Badger Badge, a more energy-efficient option with a crisp 4-level grayscale e-paper display. The 2.7-inch screen is great for reading outdoors, so it's not just cool-looking but supremely practical for events and learning environments. For the creative types or anyone wanting a splash of color, the Tufty Badge boasts a 2.8-inch full-color TFT display, really pushing the envelope for wearable tech in STEM. Pimeroni's focus on integrating STEM kits with these badges shows how the lines between play and education are blurring, fostering discovery for makers of all ages. These tiny devices are quietly making hands-on learning both more accessible and more exciting. Now shifting gears to the software world, the Linux ecosystem has seen a wave of meaningful updates and fresh tools. Kicking off with FOSS Weekly Highlights, we're seeing the arrival of Brave Origin, a privacy-centric open-source browser especially tuned for Linux users. Whether you're a power user or just dipping your toes, Brave Origin's open codebase and robust privacy tools mark a step forward in web security and customization. Another notable arrival, Epic Games has rolled out a new tool named Lore, designed to streamline management of large binary files. For devs working on collaborative or game-related projects, Lore aims to ease headaches around versioning and storage of chunky files. When it comes to the Linux kernel itself, there have been some headline-grabbing improvements over the past month. The newly introduced cache-aware scheduling is already turning heads, delivering up to a staggering 360% performance boost for workloads like MySQL. By fine-tuning how tasks are assigned based on CPU cache domains, this development has huge implications for anyone running intensive databases on open platforms. There's also fresh SMB2 compression support in KSMBD, the in-kernel SMB server, giving Linux yet another leg up in file handling capabilities. Storage management keeps getting safer and more reliable thanks to substantial updates to drivers like NTFS3. In Linux 7.2, the NTFS3 driver is further hardened. This means improved reliability for those dual booters and anyone handling NTFS partitions alongside traditional Linux systems. The Flash-Friendly File System, or F2FS as many know it, now features FSERROR reporting, streamlining error management, and diagnostic processes for modern flash storage. But it's not just traditional computing getting a refresh. AI hardware is making headlines as well. OpenAI and Broadcom have announced Jalapeno, a new intelligence processor that will serve as the backbone for next-generation AI applications. Dubbed as an AI chip focused on boosting efficiency for large workloads, Jalapeno is expected to be rolled out to data centers and enterprises starting in late 2026. The wait might be long, but the performance benefits, from speed to energy savings, could be a genuine game-changer, especially as artificial intelligence becomes more deeply embedded in everyday workflows. AI integrations aren't only about speed, though accessibility is front and center too. Canonical has announced the Miner project, aiming to boost inclusivity by building speech-to-text directly into Ubuntu workflows. This native speech-to-text functionality means Ubuntu users, including those with disabilities, will enjoy smoother access to everything from the command line to day-to-day tasks. In a space where accessibility too often lags behind innovation, projects like Miner are a breath of fresh air. On the topic of access, let's take a look at a project that's quietly transforming educational opportunity for underserved communities, the Low Bandwidth Educational Access Platform, better known as LEAP. LEAP tackles a major pain point, the reliance on consistent internet connectivity in resource-constrained areas. Their solution is ingenious. By deploying local boxes known as LEAP nodes, educators can cache a trove of learning content so students can access essential resources whether or not the internet cuts out. This initiative isn't just clever from a technical standpoint, it stands to level the playing field for learners right across remote and regional Australia. For remote schools or households struggling to stay connected, Leap makes world-class content a tangible reality. It's another sign of how low-cost, community-minded tech can produce outsized impacts in education. Of course, the society shaped by these technologies is increasingly governed by new laws and regulations, and this month saw another major development on that front. The Kids Act, now just a single vote away from becoming law, would require strict age verification for anyone accessing services deemed as online platforms. While the goal is to protect minors from predatory content and interactions, digital rights advocates are voicing serious concerns. For starters, the provisions risk stifling free expression by imposing heavy-handed moderation on vital conversations. Think mental health, gender, or substance use. Age verification at this scale could end up chilling privacy for all users, not just kids, by collecting and storing more sensitive personal information. There are also questions around equitable enforcement. Will marginalized voices or smaller platforms be squeezed out in the name of compliance? As we await the result, Australia and other democracies around the world are watching closely to see how the new rules land and where lines are drawn between safety and fundamental rights. In parallel with government intervention, we're seeing powerful collaborations across the open source ecosystem to keep privacy and usability front and center. Case in point, Passbolt, the privacy-first password manager, has renewed its silver sponsorship with the MariaDB Foundation. This partnership isn't just a symbolic gesture. It's part of the broader push for joined-up solutions with Nextcloud, Passbolt, and MariaDB at the heart of the privacy-first solutions stack. These moves are especially beneficial for public sector and government deployments, offering open, secure, and customizable alternatives to proprietary cloud giants. As user data and organizational trust become critical assets, such efforts make sure public institutions and their clients have tools built with privacy from the ground up. Further on the AI front, major news broke with Hugging Face announcing version 5 support for its popular Transformers platform. Thanks to mixture of experts' frameworks, training large language models is now more efficient, with better throughput and less memory strain on both local and cloud infrastructure. These advancements mean faster research cycles and broader access to language AI tools, even for students and smaller teams. Meanwhile, there's been a sustainability milestone out of left field. Walmart, of all places, has committed to procuring nuclear energy for its business operations. While nuclear's image in the public eye is still a mixed bag, Walmart's move marks a bigger industry trend toward carbon-neutral supply chains and cleaner power for major retailers. Alongside this, Meta's Portal smart displays, once relegated to the dustbin of video calling, are getting an unexpected new life. Meta has opened up ADB developer access, inviting creators and tinkerers to dig under the hood and potentially create all new applications on old Portal hardware. This revitalization turns forecasted e-waste into a playground for home automation and DIY, giving aging tech a second wind. Rounding out the highlights, let's not overlook some of the less glamorous but totally essential updates happening across Linux utilities and drivers. The NTFS3 driver, key for handling Windows partitions from within Linux, continues to be actively maintained with reliability and stability improvements. These lower-level enhancements don't grab the headlines, but they make the everyday Linux experience smoother for countless users. Equally exciting, CircuitPython released version 10.3.0 Alpha.3, one of its biggest updates in audio support. With the launch of USB audio and richer device compatibility, hobbyists and educators using microcontrollers can now easily explore sound projects, from synth building to interactive installations. For those aiming much bigger, Silverstone's RM32 rack mount chassis now offers a reliable platform for anyone building high-density servers for business, academic, or even home lab use. The new case packs in top-tier cooling, flexible drive configurations, and compatibility with the latest gear, all in a surprisingly compact footprint. All these changes, big or small, indicate how the wider tech world is focused on durability, flexibility, and supporting communities with diverse needs. Whether you're a teacher putting a Leap node in a rural school, a sysadmin prepping new kernel patches, or an open-source enthusiast tinkering with Portal hardware, these advancements open doors. As we move forward, the interplay between regulation, innovation, and community-driven development remains pivotal for digital rights, privacy, and access. Developers, consumers, and lawmakers all have vital roles to play in making sure opportunity and safety go hand in hand with freedom and creative exploration. The temptation can be to see technological progress as a zero-sum game, innovate fast, or risk being left behind. But if the last month has shown us anything, it's that the best outcomes often come when diverse players, from hardware tinkerers to activists to multinational giants, collaborate across traditional boundaries. As the ecosystem expands, challenges like regulatory overreach, equitable access, and data privacy remain in sharp focus, but so do the opportunities for ever more meaningful connection and creativity. That's all for this edition of Open Source News Elements. Thanks for listening.